Hello.
So my question for you is, as a little girl, I was molested by my father, and I am fully aware that I create what is in front of me and what is to come. And my question is, how did I create that?
We know that it's never something that anyone ever wants to hear, that when something happens, especially when they look back on it as something unwanted, no one ever wants to hear that they are the creator of their reality when things are not the way they want them to be. But we cannot say that you are the creator of your own reality sometimes, and sometimes you are not. Everything that comes, comes in response to your vibration. And so you can do one of two things with that. Well, there are many things you can do, but usually people do one of two things. They say, something terrible happened, which means I was wrong, or I was bad, or I was unwise, or something went terribly wrong. Or you can say, many things come to me, and through those experiences, I make up the framework of that which is coming next. In other words, what people mostly don't realize about the creation of children is that children are offering vibration even when they're not offering words. In other words, you pick up your vibration from those who surround you. You pick up your vibration from what you hear. You pick up your vibration and you offer your vibration. It would be so nice if you could stand anywhere you're standing and not feel guarded or fearful that you or somebody you know might pick up an unwanted vibration and therefore attract an unwanted experience. It is ever so much more relief to realize that from where you stand, you can set forth your next intention and your next and your next and your next. And so how would you put that right in your world? Do you put it right in your world by casting blame upon someone else, by casting it upon yourself? Or do you chalk it off as you chalk off everything that's happened to you as, I was offering vibration, much of it I didn't know I was offering until it manifested. Some of it I didn't know I was offering it until it manifested, and then after it manifested I offered it even more for a while, but in all of it I now understand I have choice. The question that is most often asked, and most often the answer not liked, is this question about, but what about the children? Why would some child with all of this innocence negatively attract? And we say, because you came forth understanding that you had free will to think. Mm. And you would not give up your free will to attract, wanted or unwanted, by having someone else making all of the decisions about what should come to you. Mm. You see?
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Also, you hit the ground running, and there isn't anything that causes streams to move faster than early contrast. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything that puts more into your vibrational escrow than early experience. And so many of you think, well, if I had been really wise or really evolved as a spiritual being, and of course there isn't any of that, but I would have chosen more deliberately the family into which I was born or the neighborhood into which I was born. I would have taken better care to make sure that my nest was more feathered. And we say, that's not how we find great creators to usually look at anything. We don't find the champions in your environment, the champion football teams, or the champion tennis players, or the champion chess players, or the champion any players. We don't see any of them looking for easy matches. We see them all wanting to rise to the level of expertise that is always evoked from stronger experiences. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, that's the way we'd look at that. I attracted something early on to give me a strong footing and a strong sense of who I am. And look at you. Look at you.
Oh, us, yes. Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You like knowing that you are the creator of your own reality? You like knowing that you create it whether you like it or not? Would you rather create your own reality, like it or not, or have someone else in charge of it? Would you rather create your own reality, like it or not, or have someone else who's really good at it doing it? Well, when you think about it, that's a hard one, isn't it? Well, maybe I really don't care about my own free will. Maybe I really don't care about fulfilling my own reason for being. Maybe I really don't need to fulfill my own vibrational escrow. Maybe if somebody else knows better, and we say, the only one that knows better for you, who you are, is the broader part of you that you are a part of. Come into alignment with who you are and create your own reality, and you have the best of all those worlds. You have the ability to make the choices, and you have the ability to come into alignment with that broader guidance. You really have it all. Yes. Yes.